Will somebody please wake Benchley? Featuring the music of Artie Shaw and his orchestra, and starring radio's leading lobbyist for lucid lunacy, Robert Benchley.
Thank you, Del, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt you all know why the meeting was scheduled for this evening. It's simply because we've got to discuss a subject that's been on the tip of everybody's mind, namely the wonderful new science advanced by Dr. Rinderbrust. Of course, not all of us come face-to-face with the same situation at the same time. But if we are going to this extreme, we cannot but observe the holidays that pass through this part of the country on their way west. Now let us look at it from a different angle. Place the microbe on top of the microscope, and you lie down on the slide. In my travels to foreign countries, and also abroad, I have found that in almost every other instance, it has been just the opposite. Except for one little boy about 45 years old. Thus, you can easily see how wonderful the Rinderbrust method really is. Are there any questions? We continue. The first scientist to advance anything like the Rinderbrust formula was Professor Flunkin, who stumbled upon it in a little gypsy tea room while having his stethoscope simonized. Of course, he didn't take any chances with his formula, but tried it out on human beings before he bothered a single guinea pig. On the other hand, isn't this their fight as well as theirs? Huh? Take the case of Miss Vera Thompson of 367 Schnook Boulevard, Passaic. When this charming girl was only 2 years old, she had the voice of a 30-year-old man. It was the cutest sight to see this lusty infant lying in her crib singing Old Man River. And so I'm sure that all of us here in the Academy appreciate the scientific progress made by Dr. Rinderbrust and the great work he has done for humanity. And to those of you who don't know him personally, I can only say Rinderbrust is a rat. Thank you.
Here's an original composition by Artie Shaw. The orchestra plays One Foot in the Groove.
Thank you.
cafeterias, like people, differ in many respects. Thus, the one Robert Benchley visits tonight is not intended to portray any other cafeteria, living or dead. All food contained herein is strictly fictitious, as Bob Benchley shows us now how to eat in a cafeteria.
Well, here we are, Crumb's Cafeteria. I haven't been in one of these places in a long time. Now, let's see what they have at counter one.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, have you got anything special on tonight?
Yeah, Mo and me are going to the movies, but I can make a Tuesday night.
You don't understand. I just want to get some dinner. I guess these are the meat courses. Here, let's see. Swiss steak, cube steak, Salisbury steak. Say, haven't you got anything but steak?
Nah, we're in a terrible rut.
Well, what would you recommend?
The Salisbury steak is fresher. You see, we made that out of last week's corned beef.
Last week's corned beef, what did you make the others out of?
I wouldn't know. I've only been working here 2 months.
How about those chicken croquettes over there? They look digestible.
You want to bet?
I want to eat. Do you mind if I taste a bit of that croquette?
No. Here you are.
Thanks. Oh, hell. Say, that's terrible.
It doesn't taste good with a spoon. Why don't you try it with a fork?
You don't need a fork for this meat. You need a whip.
Why, I'm surprised at you. Our meat has won prizes.
Bet it was a photo finish.
Well, why don't you try some of this lamb over here?
Ah, it's a horse of a different color. Listen, miss, maybe there's some better food in the kitchen.
Wait, I'll find out for you. Oh, kitchen! Who's in the kitchen?
That's all I want to know. Maybe I'd better have a vegetable dinner.
Well, if it's vegetables you want, I'll have to call the killer for you. Hey, killer! Come here a minute, will you?
I'm coming. What's the matter, Betsy? What's the trouble here?
All I want to know is what kind of meat goes into those croquettes.
Well, we've tried sausage and veal, but that doesn't work so well.
Look, did it ever occur to you that chicken might fit into chicken croquettes?
Oh, a radical, eh? Listen, you better stick to vegetables. Come over to this next counter. We'll scrape something up for you.
I don't doubt it.
Now, how would you like to try our 35-cent whoop weight?
What's on it?
Oh, nothing, but it's an awful pretty plate. Of course, we could put some nice yellow corn on it and some red beets.
How about some green peas?
Green peas on a blue plate? Are you crazy?
Oh, Brentries are the craziest people. Oh, I know what I want. Let me have some of those hot biscuits.
Okay, hold out your plate.
There you are. Ah, lead muffins. Just like Mother used to forge. Are these biscuits fresh?
Fresh? They just come in from the foundry.
Well, I'm afraid this won't be enough dinner for me. I better order a lamb chop.
Oh, all right. Hey, Chef.
Yeah?
Put out a lamb chop.
What time's it go to the post?
Oh, it'll be ready
in a second.
They're coming out at Crumb's Cafeteria. Thanks. Now for a nice, quiet table. I better sit right on here. I'm gonna dig into this chop. That doesn't look so bad.
Hey, buddy, pass the salt, will you?
Of course, there you are.
Thanks. You got the pepper?
Sure, here. Where'd I put my knife?
Pass the ketchup, will you?
Ketchup, all right. This chop is pretty...
You got some paprika over there?
Yes, here.
That's the chili sauce over by you, too, isn't it?
Here's the chili sauce. Now, is there anything else you want?
Yeah, your chop. I worked up an awful appetite.
Okay, if you're really hungry, I'll take you to a meal.
You will? Oh, that's swell.
What would you like to eat?
You got a pencil and paper?
With or without mustard?
I'd like some puree of pea soup, roast turkey with stuffing, cranberry sauce and mashed potatoes. Broccoli, string beans, turnips, and walnuts. Spaghetti, cheese, and crackers, watermelon, plenty of chow chow and pickles, a glass of milk, 2 cups of chocolate, strawberry shortcake, a glass of beer, and a hot dog.
No olives?
What do you think I am, a pig?
Listen, I don't mind buying you a meal, but you can't possibly eat all that food.
Oh, yes, I can. I'm positive I can.
How do you know?
I just did it a half hour ago.
All I can say is if I ate that much food, I'd explode.
Not me. I always...
Oh, busboy.
In answer to many requests, Artie Shaw plays his famous theme, Nightmare. Picture Society Lawyer features a unique song which Artie predicts will become one of the top tunes of the year. We hear it for the first time on the air as Helen Forrest sings, I'm in love with the Honorable Mr. So-and-so. Thank you.
the kisses he never has missed at all. He's completely unaware that I even exist at all. Why can't I reveal my little secret? Must love be denied me? Why can't I shout it from the housetops instead of keeping it all inside me? There are so many fascinating places I could go. Invitations galore I get nightly. Awfully sorry, I tell them politely. I'm in love with the Honorable Mr. So-and-so.
It's time to join Robert Benchley aboard the Bounding Broomstick for another interesting flight into space. The next voice you hear then will be that of Mr. Benchley, who is flying high above the rooftops of the world.
Greetings, friends, from the Bounding Broomstick. We are now soaring high above the picturesque island of Cuba. The very name of Cuba itself recalls to mind the many books which have been written about this romantic isle. Huckleberry Finn, The Spell of the Yukon, and The Racing Form. Cuba is situated in the heart of the shopping district and can be reached by boat, plane, surfboard, or the X6th Avenue L. Now the Bounding Broomstick swoops low as we land in the public square of Havana. Much to our surprise, the mayor and a large committee are on hand to welcome us. They hail us in true Cuban fashion.
Viva Americano! Hip, hip, amigo, alivo, 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 alivo.
That was the Andrews sisters and brothers. Doesn't seem like a very foreign reception. We approach the mayor and make inquiry. Tell us, Your Honor, how long have you been in Cuba?
I went to Havana on one of those cruises. For the 1950s to spend a few days. Did I get a button? Ho-ho!
So we leave this Latin from Manhattan and proceed to the outskirts of Havana to view one of the ancient castles for which Cuba is noted. Once the scene of royal pomp and splendor, the historic Casa del Sharbat is now deserted. As we enter the courtyard, our footsteps ring out across the flagstones. That right shoe sounds a little flat-footed. But wait. In a corner of the dimly lit castle, we see a microphone. There's a man before it who seems to be broadcasting. We listen.
Good evening, senores. Buenas noches, senores. Parmiando for Santa Laguna Farniente. This is Bob Hope.
Just a minute, young fellow. I happen to know that Bob Hope is in California.
Oh, don't be silly. That isn't Bob Hope out there. That guy is Maxwell Stroud.
Maxwell Stroud? But Fred Allen says that Jack Benny's Maxwell Stroud.
Oh, you mean the fellow that calls himself Fred Allen.
Isn't he Fred Allen either?
Certainly not. He's Robert Benchley.
Oh, he is. Well, who am I then? Dorothy L'Amour?
No. Dorothy L'Amour is Tony Galento.
Then who's the real Dorothy L'Amour?
Me! Ain't I beautiful?
I was almost through there. How do you like that? We don't know whom to say goodbye to, so we just leave. And stroll about the island for a glimpse of the natives working in the fields. Although it's generally believed that the hot Cuban sun makes the people lazy, this is far from the truth. For everywhere we look, we see cheerful workers rolling and tossing in their sleep. Now we come to the banks of the Ronrico River and notice a swarthy native on shore with a rope thrown over his shoulder. Although he's towing a heavy barge along the water, he seems quite contented as he happily sings a Cuban folk song. Pardon me, but isn't that the Volga boat song you're singing?
Why not? When you're pulling a boat along the Volga River, so you're singing the Volga boat song.
Yeah, but this is a river in Cuba.
Cuba? Uh-huh, no wonder my arms are so tired.
We leave him a piano copy of Hold Tight, and he'll be in Scotland before us. And now, before the bounding broomstick heads for home, we have just time to stop in Havana to buy some perfume, which can be purchased very reasonably here in Cuba. We enter a famous perfumery and are addressed by the owner herself.
Buenos dias, senor. This is the most finest perfume shop in Havana.
Yes, I know. I'd like to...
Our prices are fair and we cater to rich and poor alike.
Well, that's very nice. I thought
we
I might...
We do not care how you look. We do not care who you are. We do not care how you dress.
No?
No. With us, it's how do you smell, bud?
Here's an old song with a new Artie Shaw treatment. I'm Coming Virginia.
Saying thank Goodell for quite a while. Well, that's right. You know, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's our last program from New York. Beginning next Sunday, we'll be broadcasting from Hollywood.
Yes, and I'm sure that your friends on the MGM lot will be glad to see you, Bob.
Well, now that you mention it, Dell, I did receive a wire or two. Here's one I got from Fanny Bryce.
Mm-hmm. What does she say, Bob?
She says, "Dear Bob, understand you are coming to Hollywood to broadcast." Why, Daddy? Good night, folks.
Tune in next Sunday night for another program of Melody and Madness, starring Robert Benchley with Artie Shaw and his orchestra. Until then, the makers of Double Mellow Old Gold Cigarettes bid you good night and good smoking. Robert Benchley appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is Del Sharbus speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.